In today's Mishnahs, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the first parak of Masechta Ediot. The Mishnah begins, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Im ken lama mazkirim divrei yachid bein hamarubim levatala. So as opposed to yesterday's Mishnah, where we'd explained why sometimes you have debates mentioned in the Mishnah, despite the fact the ruling goes according to majority. What the Mishnah is asking here, according to Martinor, is there are other times you have a Mishnah where the singular opinion is actually completely rejected and it could never be relied on. The question is, why is it then still mentioned as part of the Mishnah? Then the Mishnah explains, Sh'im yomar adam, that if a person comes and says, Kach ani mekubal, I have a tradition regarding such and such a law, we can say to that individual, Yomar la, I know what the basis of that ruling is, that's kidirei ish ploni shamata, you heard it, but that was according to that particular opinion, which is a single opinion and is completely rejected. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Bei chaimarim rov atzamot min atzamim. The question addressed is, how many bones would there have to be from a corpse such that it's metame be'ohel, meaning it would cause anything under the same covering as it, say in the same room, to also become tameh. So Mishnah says, according to Beit Shammai, that's rova atzamot, which is a quarter kav. Bein mishnayim u'shlosha, even if it's from different corpses, but the sum total of the bones have been collected, if that was a rova kav, that would be enough to now make everything tameh under the same ohel tameh. Beit Hillel says, rova atzamot min hagvia. According to Beit Hillel, no, only a rova atzamot that came from one corpse, that would be enough to make it tameh. However, if you only have rova atzamot from multiple different corpses, that wouldn't be good. He adds as well, also morov ha-binyan or morov ha-minyan. If you had bones that were a majority of the, say, the height of the individual, that is the two thighs and one shin, that would make, say, most of the morov ha-binyan, most of the form of the individual, or morov ha-minyan, or a majority of the bones, even if it doesn't make a rova atzamot, even if it doesn't make that shiur of rova, that would also matame ba-ohel. The Mishnah now continues with the opinion of Shammai. We find here that Shammai actually disagrees with his Talmidim, with Beit Shammai. We'll see that pattern in the next Mishnah, so we're going to be learning tomorrow as well. He says, no, afilu me'etzem echad, even if there was only one bone, which was the size of this rova kav, that would be sufficient to impart tumah, this impurity across under an ohel. And those are the Mishnah today.